USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. The 2020 murder sparked protests, riots, and looting all over the United States over the harsh treatment of Floyd. The governor of Florida wants to know how a high-rise condo near Miami Beach collapsed.
We need a definitive explanation for how this could have happened.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying he is working to get to the bottom of the tragedy. At least four people are dead and over 150 others are unaccounted for as crews continue to search.
You have a lot of family here. You have families that lost loved ones in this building collapse. They have a right to know.
A lawyer for the resident association that manages the building says it was about to undergo extensive repairs. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The widow of antivirus software creator John McAfee says her husband was not suicidal and blames the United States authorities for his death. McAfee found dead in a prison cell in Spain on Wednesday. The 75-year-old was awaiting extradition after being charged with tax evasion in the United States last year. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is commenting on the ongoing violence in America's cities, following a push by many lawmakers to defund police. McCarthy highlights a story that shocked many, two children being caught in the crossfire of a recent shooting in New York City.
Their idea of defunding the police and now eliminating police is not the message that America wants to hear. They want to hear security and safety. But what are they watching on their televisions after this actions by the Democrats of defunding the police? Two young children in their own neighborhood in New York, tackled by a man who's running, who's being shot at.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her efforts in dealing with the surge of illegal immigration. Harris speaking in El Paso, Texas, on her visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. She was asked by reporters why she is in El Paso as opposed to the Rio Grande, where there's more illegal crossings going on.
What is happening here in El Paso really is, in many ways, highlights many of the facets on the issue of immigration. It is here in El Paso that the previous administration's child separation policy was unveiled. And so we've seen the disastrous effects of that right here in this region. It is here in El Paso that the return to Mexico policy from the previous administration was implemented. We have seen the disaster that resulted from that. Here in El Paso, we've also seen great work happening through the Department of Homeland Security.
More than half of Americans want the extra unemployment benefits the government handed out during the pandemic to end. The New York Times asking Momentive to do the survey and found that 52% want the extra $300 supplement to stop. Many reopening businesses have reported difficulty hiring new employees and are blaming the extra unemployment cash for at least part of the reason why. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.